The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The National Guard is now helping in St. Louis County. Soldiers are converting the Quality Inn in Florissant into an overflow hospital. Meantime, Frontier Health in St. Charles reports two more employees are positive. That means 10 employees and 42 residents have the virus. Five people have died. In Illinois, a new model predicts the state will have enough hospital beds. Despite that news, Illinois is again reporting its largest daily increase in deaths. 82 more people died since yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases is above 15,000. A homicide investigation is underway just north of the Grand Center neighborhood. St. Louis City Police tell us that late last night, a man was found shot multiple times at the intersection of Aldine and North Spring Avenue. At this early stage in the investigation, police have not released any details about the victim. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the weather of the last few days, wonderful, but a strong cold front brought our pattern. Cooler and normal temps will be the trend for the rest of the week and into next week. Gusty northwest winds today to 35 miles per hour. Sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. Then mostly clear and cold overnight, lows in the mid-30s. Frost is not out of the question for some tomorrow morning.